Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you this morning just for a quick down and dirty for you. We wanted to get the interviews live from Ponte Vedra Beach after this year's Players' Championship. What a fabulous Sunday it was. And congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, the first player ever to go back-to-back at the Players' Championship. The 50th anniversary. I was there for the first one, and wow. I've been there ever since, of course, but it's one of my favorite tournaments, as you all know. Lived there for 17 years, basically, in Sawgrass Country Club and right there on campus. So just loved it there. One of my favorite spots on earth. And my second favorite spot on earth is going to be Augusta, Georgia in a few weeks. We'll be there live from the Azalea House, azaleahospitality.com. Check it out. We're going to be there. NetSuite is going to be with us there. We're going to be doing some fun stuff and a lot of great guests. Shows every day, and the entire PGA Tour Countdown family, Golf Talk America Network family, those weekend golf guys, the approach shot, all the Golf Talk America Network shows are going to be there. So it's going to be fun. But let's get right to it. Some of the interviews after, and I'm not going to interrupt you, by the way, in the middle of these interviews. We're just going to play them steady Eddie all the way through of the key players in the shootout at Ponte Vedra Beach.
Wyndham, good fight back on the last three there. Can you take us through that last putt? And I mean, how certain were you that it was in? It looked like you were walking after it.
It was coming with some speed too. I don't know how that putt doesn't go in. It was kind of right center with, I feel like, a foot to go, and I knew it was going to keep breaking, but it had speed, and thought I was going to go inside left. And then even when it kind of seemed to lip, I thought it would lip in. So I mean, I'm pretty gutted it didn't go in.
Are you a guy that wants to hit it with enough speed, because you have pretty good speed on 17 with that putt and then the speed on 18? Are you one of those guys that doesn't diet in the hole?
I wish I would have had more speed on 16, because then we'd be in a playoff. But I try to keep it really constant, but sometimes it fluctuates. I do hit my short putts pretty firm. I've been known to do that, and I just try to take the break out of it. And then the one on 18, I mean, I wanted to try to make the putt. I didn't really care about the second putt. We've already had a good start to the year. I wanted to be in the playoffs, so I went for it.
Not the result you wanted, obviously, but what positives will you walk away with?
I just played back-to-back weeks on two pretty challenging golf courses that I traditionally haven't done very well on, and just went second and second. So, I'll take those positives. I played awesome in both weeks. And I'll also take that I can play in the moment, in any moment, against the best players in the world on the best golf courses. I mean, I almost birdied the last three at one of the most iconic golf courses. So, maybe next week sometime I'll really be able to look at those positives and feel good about it. But right now I'm pretty down.
At what point did you realize, here comes Scotty, and what were you thinking?
On 11, I looked, it was the first time I really looked at the leaderboard, and, I kind of chuckled and said, yeah, of course. But, he's the best player in the world.
Wyndham, you guys lose a lot more than you win in this game, but the way that this happened on the 72nd hole, how does it compare to some of the other feelings you've had walking off the golf course with close calls?
Obviously, there's positives in it. You finish second, you get a bunch of points and money and all that stuff, but it just sucks. I mean, I've always wanted and dreamt about making a putt that really mattered to either force a playoff or win a tournament, and I've yet to do it in my professional career, so I was pretty bummed that I didn't have one of those really awesome moments. So, I don't know. I'm still a little beside myself. I'm shocked. I'm just so shocked that putt didn't go in.
Wyndham, you ended up playing the hole really well, but was driver a consideration on 18, or was it iron?
No, with the downwind, I mean, I had a pitching wedge in. I don't know what more you could ask for. I thought, I'm a huge guy. I've just always given myself a chance. I felt like if I hit driver, I wasn't guaranteed birdie. And I thought I could lose the tournament by hitting driver. So I thought hitting 4-iron out there, and like I did most of the days, and I had a pitching wedge in. And, I mean, I hit three perfect shots, and unfortunately wasn't enough.
Did you hit the putt you wanted?
I hit it perfect. It rolled end over end and had the speed to go in.
What's this do for you heading into major season? These two performances, you seem like you were really into it today. I mean, getting fired up pretty much the whole round.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that, these 2 seconds are just leading to something greater. So I'm, I believe that. And, I hope that maybe these shortcomings in these last couple weeks, lead to something greater. So I'm really looking forward to what's ahead. Good. Thanks, guys.
Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to that challenge. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. We streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because the candidates you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, according to US Indeed data. We get you one step closer to the hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. I can tell you, folks, I use Indeed and have over and over again in my past businesses. Works perfectly. My wife is the head of HR for a major corporation, which has to go unnamed right now, but I can tell you this. She's used Indeed over and over again, and she absolutely raves about it. Told me about it far before they ever became a sponsor of Golf Talk America. So, join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/golfer. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/golfer. That's G-O-L-F-E-R. Just go to Indeed.com/golfer and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/golfer. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Xander, good playing. Looked like you were in pretty good shape, actually, through about 13 holes there. And did you feel like you had your A game today?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd say, A game would be a little bit more than 2 under. But I hung in there. I gave myself a realistic chance. Not on 18, but on 17. If I made that, it could have been a different story. But hung tough and, no surprise to see Sky's name up there.
Did you find what you were looking for last night on the range when you went there?
A little bit. I mean, I hit some better shots today in some tough spots. I didn't really convert on some of the putts that I wanted. When you're trying to win a tournament, you got to sort of make those sketchy 9-footers. And, I missed a few of them, or a couple of them, or a few of them on the back nine.
What are you thinking as you see Scotty's name charging up?
It's just another week.
Xander, the putt on 17, read too much break? Or
It's such a small stroke with some wind, and I felt like I started a little bit left. I felt like I had a good read, and I told Austin it felt like it started a little bit left of my line. Just a poor execution.
I know you're not a huge social media guy, but the haters are probably going to say another close call for Xander. He didn't finish. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm gonna lick my wounds. I'll probably join them in the hater raid at this moment, but... it is what it is, these suck. When I went to bed last night, it's not exactly how I envisioned walking off the 18th green. So lick my wounds, and I'm playing next week, so just right back to it.
One shot is
positives, even in a close call?
Sure, yeah, a ton of positives. I haven't cracked an egg since they moved this tournament to this time of year, so to hang there with the best of them is good for me to know. I came in second, lost by a lot though to Webb, I believe, when it was firm and fast. So that second felt different. This one sucks a little bit more, but just another close call.
Did you have any horrible horseshoes out there or power lip outs? I mean, it's one shot. You know, you can look back at a lot of them, I'm sure. What did you make of Wyndham's horrible horseshoe?
Yeah, it's not really how I live my life, to be completely honest. I like to take a sort of long-term approach or a bigger picture. That one's, you know, I'm sure we're bathing in a similar bath right now of misery. You know, the way he finished there, he fought hard, and it was a tough one for him.
And 16 and 17, 18 are pretty fearsome holes to try and press on. What's the feeling knowing that you have to go after on those holes where there's so much danger?
It's not too crazy as weird as that sounds. You're trying to win a golf tournament. So to me, I tell myself all the time, if you're trying to win, you got to walk through the fire. And if you're able to walk through unscathed, then you're going to win the tournament.
How did you feel going into 14 and how did you feel coming out of 15?
14, the par four. Yeah, I had a decent lie, and it really just, I don't know if there was mud on some part of it, but like the way it came out and sort of like sliced for a 9-iron, it moved like 50 yards, which was, and it wasn't blown very much. So Austin and I were surprised. It was a terrible spot to chip from. It was probably like a 2 or 3 out of 10 up and down on 14, and then 15 was not the end of the world. I feel like I'd get that ball up and down more times than not. So just untimely mistakes.
Mentally, are you thinking something different coming out of there because you were came in with the lead, left those two holes without the lead?
No. I feel like I'd been trying to just commit. You know, my dad told me a long time ago to commit, execute, and accept. And I'm swallowing a heavy dose of acceptance right now, but that's kind of what I did. You know, I tried to commit, and I executed poorly on some shots, and here I am accepting it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks. Hey, folks. Have you been to the grocery store lately? Did you have a heart attack? I don't know about you, but I got sticker shock with some of the prices. Well, now you don't need to get sticker shock when you can get Ibotta instead. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items at the grocery store. But it doesn't stop there. Ibotta can save you money on toys and even golf clubs and golf balls. So you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Other apps, they give you points. They really don't amount to much, okay? With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or if you're so inclined, a gift card for somebody. I keep it for myself, probably. But what I want you to do is join the over 50 million users, and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including one of my favorites, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, Toy Store, Best Buy, and more. So here it is, right now. Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the countdown code, okay? The code is countdown when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code countdown. Make sure you use the code countdown. That's Ibotta. In the Google Play or App Store, and use our code countdown.
Brian, just like Guy said, so near yet so far for you.
Yeah, just couldn't. Just needed a couple more. Missed a couple short putts to start. I had my chances, just didn't cash in. 400 today. Proud of the way I fought back. You know, birdies 7, 8, 9, and then birdie on 11, birdie on 15 to get within one. I wish I could have the drive on 16 back. Wish I could have the putt on 18 back. Really thought that wedge shot on 18 was going to nest up there close, but it's just how it goes.
So did you have any power lip outs or horrible horseshoes like the one we just saw?
Nothing like Wyndham. That's a heartbreaker there. He putted well. So we were sitting in there watching the end, and I knew he'd hit a good putt, and that one probably should have gone.
What do you make of Scotty coming from five back? And
he's the best player in the world, you know. And this is a championship golf course, and so, you know, I mean, I don't. As far as if you looked at it on paper, the best player this week won. Yeah, that's kind of what you want in a golf tournament. We all had our chances, and he just performed. He out executed two or three more times than the rest of us.
When you come close like today, do you? Is it a weird sort of mix where you feel happy but also sad, or which one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed. I wish there was a couple I could have back. There were a couple putts. But, you know, I got behind the eight ball kind of early. Didn't birdie two. Had a great look at one. Got into trouble on six. Made bogey. So, you know, I'm one over through six and shoot four under. And I played five under the rest of the way in. You know, sometimes you just get beat. And, you know, I kind of shot myself in the foot the first day, or I could have really done something special this week.
What do you mean you shot yourself in the foot?
Just shot even par.
Just a real bad round.
My prep, you know, was more like what I've done the last 3 days, and then the first day I just couldn't get anything going. So, you know, I was tied for 75th place after the first day. So it's hard to come back from that.
It's funny, they all count the same, and you can look at, you know, day one, day two, day three, you can look at anything.
That's right. Yeah, just it's one shot here, one shot there, but I played some great golf, especially the last 3 days. So I'm proud of that. You know, if you had told me that I'd have put the force of playoff on 18 after the first day, you know, I'd have called you crazy. So, it sucks to not have to be done playing golf now, but excited about the future.
What was the read there on 18?
It's just a tough putt, man. You know, I'm wanting to give it enough speed, and, you know, it seemed like whenever I gave one enough, you know, whenever I gave one enough break, it misses high, and whenever I, you know, felt like I played a little less break, it missed low, and the right to left has just kind of killed me today.
Last one.
Good. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Hey, Harv. Yep. All right. We'd like to welcome our champion, Scotty Scheffler, here to the Media Center at the Players Championship. Scotty, in the 50-year history of this tournament, first player to successfully defend this title. Maybe just a few opening comments.
It's good to be sitting back here again. You know, today was another battle. It was a hard fought week. You know, a lot of guys played some really good golf this week. You know, a few of them finished at 19. I finished at 20. That's some really good golf around this course. I really don't know what to say, to be honest with you.
Perfect. We'll throw some questions. Everyone, raise your hand if you will. Let's go to Mark.
Hey, Scotty. Can you describe the moment when you were watching Wyndham line that up and when you saw that thing 360? I'm assuming you had a TV monitor there, right?
No, so I was out on the range. I was just listening to the crowd noise. I heard a groan, and so it sounded like a missed putt. So I haven't seen his putt yet.
When you were sitting on 14T on Friday having the massage, could you have envisioned sitting in that chair right now?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably why I kept playing. You know, I'd gotten off to a good start on, I played really good golf on Thursday. You know, I made an early birdie. I think I was 200 through four on Friday. So I was right in the thick of the tournament, and all of a sudden, you know, I get that pinch in my neck, and, you know, I gutted out around there, getting it around in a few under par, keep myself in the tournament. Same thing Saturday. You know, I said it before, like when you get an acute injury like that, if you can wake up the next day feeling a little bit better, or the exact same, it's a win. Usually morning after is worse the following day. And so woke up Saturday feeling a little bit better. Was able to hit some shots yesterday, but not many. And then today I woke up feeling fairly close to normal, and went out there and had a good round of golf.
Okay, we're here.
Yeah, when you're down, when you're behind five guys, down five shots, what's the mentality? Because you also tied the largest comeback in tournament history as well today.
You know, I just wanted to get off to a good start on the front nine. I felt like if I could shoot a low round on the front nine, you know, and put myself right into the tournament, that was really my goal. And, you know, I was hoping to make some early birdies, and, you know, I parred the first three, and then the hole out really got me going there on number four. And, I made some nice putts to close out the back nine. You know, when I was looking at the leaderboard, I saw that they were starting, or Xander was starting at 17, Wyndham was starting at 16. And so, I mean, I needed some help, obviously, going into today if I wanted to win the tournament. And I felt like if I could go out and shoot a good round on the front nine, I could put myself in it, as long as, you know, one of them didn't shoot, you know, four or five under on the front as well. And so the birdie on nine was huge, and, you know, I was right in the tournament the whole back nine.
Do you pride yourself on your ability to close tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why we put in all the work, is to be able to finish off tournaments and to play well at the right time. And, you know, going into days like today, it's nice coming out on top, for sure. You know, it's a great feeling.
Okay, go to Doug.
you think back to a couple of weeks ago when you're coming off Riviera and you see the notification Scheffler struggles with his putting again, how much differently do you feel 2 weeks later, and how much has changed?
Well, I don't feel like a ton has changed. I feel like I'm much more free in what I'm doing. I think I'm much more engaged in the process of things. I think Riviera was more of a, I think it was more of a effect from the week before. You know, put myself in position in Phoenix and not being able to make the putts on, late the back nine on Sunday. I had, bogey. I think I had a three putt there. But I was in position to win that tournament. I was very frustrated not to be able to get it done. And so going into Riv, it was probably more the residual effects of that, the frustration. But really, Phil has done a really good job with me the last, 6 months or so, kind of keep my head in the right frame of mind. And we've been working really hard at it, trying not to work too hard at times. But it's really nice to see the fruits of all the work that we've put in. And, it's exciting to be sitting up here again.
Sean?
When Smiley interviewed you on the range, when it was over, you kind of bent over at your waist. You looked pretty tired. How exhausting was this victory?
Yeah, I just think playing the back-to-back weeks is challenging. Being at the top of the leaderboard last weekend, this week, it's a real test mentally and physically. And, this week was a physical test as well, just with how my neck was Friday and Saturday. And so I put, a lot into trying to win this golf tournament. It's very... very satisfying to be walking out here with the trophy.
What was the closest you may have come to withdrawing?
When my neck pinched on me on 12 and I tried to hit I think I had like 90 yards to the pin and hit a 56 degree on 12 the first day or the second day. And, it was quite painful. And so, I didn't really know if I was going to be able to swing, looking up to see the line of my putt was pretty difficult. Like, it was hard to hit putts because, right when I turned my head to look at the hole, it's my brain's sending pain signals, or however that works. I'm getting pain signals to my brain. And it's not easy to focus on making a putt when you're in pain. But I figured as long as I could get through the round on Friday, Marnus did a good job kind of getting me going. For Saturday, I felt a little bit better, like I said. And then Sunday, today I felt pretty good overall.
Okay, Chris.
Scotty, Xander and Wyndham were both asked what they thought when you were charging up the leaderboard. Wyndham said he thought, of course, and Xander said he thought, just another week out here. What's it like to hear compliments like that and kind of you give off like that inevitable feeling when you're charging up the board?
Well, anytime you can get, the respect and the compliments of your peers, I think is really special. We all put a lot of work into our games, and to receive compliments from the guys that are in here week in, week out is always really special. And, we're competing against each other like crazy. And, I think those guys are going to leave this tournament more motivated than ever. And, I got to do my best to keep up with that.
Okay. Brody?
When you were, finishing top five seemingly every week through the last summer and fall, you said, okay, I'm proud of my consistency. But now, getting these two straight wins, do you think that's just the consistency balancing out? Or do you think you kind of had to do something to get over this hump a bit?
I'm not really sure if I understand the question.
Do you feel like you needed something, because you were obviously playing so consistently, but just not quite getting those wins some of those weeks?
Yeah. I would say the consistency is great. It's definitely frustrating not getting close to winning tournaments and not winning tournaments. Like I said, Phoenix was tough, being there, towards the end and not closing out the tournament. And those losses, they hurt a lot. They really do. We put a lot of work into being in those positions to perform, and when you don't perform at your best, it's very frustrating. It's sad and it's tough, but you wake up and try and do your best the next week. Fortunately, I was able to close out one night very nicely last week, to where it wasn't too close, and then it may be even more satisfying finishing out a close one this week.
Is that almost a different challenge emotionally to be in the mix every single week? So you have to, I imagine, emotionally get up for that each week.
Yeah, I think mentally it can be very taxing. Physically it's fairly taxing as well, but mentally, it's a lot of fun being in, the final groups, but it also takes a toll on your body and your mind. So, there's definitely, a big mental aspect to that. But like I said, that's the most fun. It's the most fun you can have on a golf course, is being in contention.
Okay, we'll go to Gene.
Scotty, could you just describe what the feeling is like for you personally when you're waiting on the putting green? I mean,
Are your nerves up at all, or are you just calm and just it's like no big deal because you can't? It's out of your control what's happening on the at the 18th hole.
Yeah, I looked at Teddy in the locker room today when we were watching because I sat down and watched for a few minutes just to pass the time, basically, because I had a decent amount of time before a playoff would have started. And it's not fun sitting around being helpless, just watching guys be in control. So it's usually easier to be in the final group just because you know what you need to do. But, today I just did my best to stay patient and get ready for a playoff. That's really all it is just trying to stay mentally ready because you're so in the zone of a golf tournament. You're in there competing, and all of a sudden you got to stop and sit for, 45 minutes and wait. It's different for sure.
On a different note, could you talk about what the black patch on your neck does? Does it actually do anything in terms of bring any relief? Does it look like you're annoyed by it more than anything?
That's a good question. Sometimes, it might be the placebo effect. I don't know what it is, but I feel like the tape sometimes give me some extra support. Taped me up yesterday, seemed to help a little bit with the pain, and today, I hit balls with two straps on or two pieces of tape on, and it seemed to feel good, and I had a good warm-up session, so I just stuck with it. And yeah, it's tough because I sweat a lot on my neck and it gets dirty, and so the tape tends to come off. And yeah, it's a bit annoying, but it's also not the worst thing just to have something to fiddle around with during the day while you're out there, for 4.5 hours or whatever it is.
Okay, Michael. Scott, you seem to have such an unpretentious, unassuming manner, sort of see ball, hit ball. It's not common among superstars in any sport, and I'm wondering what you attribute that to.
Well, I just think that we come out here and try and compete and try and win tournaments, and being in that environment, being in the arena days like today is a ton of fun, and it doesn't change me as a person when I go home. The flight home tonight, we're going to be here for a couple extra hours, but flying home tonight is going to look pretty similar to what it would if I finished second this week. I'd obviously have a bit different feelings. They'd be tough, but at the end of the day, I have a great support system at home. I have a great wife, great parents, great siblings, and I'm just thankful to be out here playing on tour.
If I could follow up quickly on that, that one comment you made after winning at the Masters when you said you cried with your wife and it was like, I'm not really sure if I'm ready for this. Have you found that sort of entered the public consciousness? Because it very much did for me just watching you from a distance.
Well, I just think that I try to be as honest as I can. This environment here where everything's being recorded, I think it can be a tough place to be, 100% honest all the time. You got to be cautious and don't want to say the wrong thing this day and age. But at the end of the day, I think it all goes back to the support system at home. I really do have a great support system. I'm very thankful for it. I have a great wife, and if I, started taking my trophies and putting them all over the house and walking in all big time, I think she'd, smack me on the side of the head and, tell me to get over myself pretty quickly. Winning golf tournaments definitely doesn't give me any brownie points at home, so just trying to do my best.
Scotty, when you spoke after winning the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas, you said your summer schedule was up in the air due to the Olympics being an added factor. Have you figured that out yet?
No, we got a few added factors with the Olympics being there and, a baby on the way, so a lot of different stuff going on at home, and we're just trying to navigate this new journey together as parents and, just do our best.
Okay, we're going to go Doug, KP, and then Shane.
Real quick, Scotty, what was the injury? Just a pinched nerve? Was there anything more than that?
I wouldn't even really know how to describe it. We could get Marnus up here, and he can explain a lot better than me, but basically where the joint is, sometimes it kind of locks up, and the fascia, I think, was the term that he used. Like the joint muscles around it somehow get stressed. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I wish I had a better answer, but usually it's just
too.
I would call it just some sort of like light strain or sprain or something like that. And the frustrating thing about these types of little injuries playing golf is I'm assuming by the time Tuesday comes around, I'm going to feel totally normal. Today after the adrenaline's wearing off, I'll probably be a bit sore, but I'll ice down again tonight and go home, get some more treatment. And I'll probably be fine by the middle of the week.
And secondly, I realize you can't win every week, but is there part of you that feels unbeatable? And if not, are you at least tempted to feel that way?
I try not to place too much emphasis on the results, good or bad. I think you can take some positives in the momentum. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go home, get some rest, and continue my prep work for Houston. I show up to try and perform my best and hopefully win tournaments. But when I stand on the tee on Thursday, I'm not thinking about the trophy ceremony at the end of the week. I'm just trying to be committed to the shot and just go from there.
Okay. You like KP?
We noticed earlier this week a practice putting routine where you kind of throw your chapstick and then just putt from there. Just wondered if you could shed some insight on where that comes from.
Just doing some speed control. And basically I'm just hitting towards that piece of chapstick, hitting all different kinds of putts. And I'm basically trying to close my eyes and judge when the ball is going to be rolling past the chapstick. It's kind of entertaining too. Sometimes I throw the chapstick at people when we're out there, depending on if any of my buddies are on the putting green. But yeah, it's just a good way to kind of just get more engaged into my field, just be more outward with things, you know, not focus so much on what's going on down there.
Any particular why it's chapstick? Have there been other things?
Well, typically I would have a coin, but a lot of times when I get out on the practice green, I just forget, and I always just happen to have chapstick in my pocket. That's pretty much it.
All right, Shane.
Scott, you talk about how you're controlled in – I'm over here, sorry.
Here we go.
You talk about how you're very controlled in settings like this where it's maybe weird to be emotional, or, you know, you're kind of controlling yourself. But we know sometimes you're more nervous than you let on. You can be more emotional. You've talked about crying before. I'm curious about the emotion of excitement. Is there a time after all this is over where you'll go in a room by yourself and just sort of scream in triumph? Do you have that emotional register where you just kind of go nuts and let it sink in what you've done and express it?
I think I definitely have that level. Usually it wears off by the time I get home and it's time to scream and yell. But, you know, those moments of victory are always really special. You know, today we were out there on the range with Blake and Teddy, and these guys, I mean, it's really not just me out there putting in the work. There's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, I think they have a pretty good group chat between Teddy, Randy, Blake, and Phil. You know, they've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and there's a lot of work that goes into me going out there on the golf course, and I'm just very thankful to have such a great support system, not only at home, but have a great team around me as well.
Yeah, we'll go Ben, and then Mark, and then Will.
Scotty, we saw the back and forth between you and Ted on four after the hole out. Can you run us through your friendly wager that you've got going?
It's basically I'm just trying to get to 10 hole outs for the year, whether it be chip-ins or whatnot. And I'm up to six now. I got off to a slow start this year. I didn't hole out any until Riv, but I've hit the ground running pretty quick after that. And so it was actually, I think it was last year this time where I got to 10. So now we're at six, and, you know, hopefully we can keep the momentum rolling and get some of Teddy's money back in my pocket.
Is that what it is? Just it's a money bet, not a present or anything specific?
Yeah, nothing really crazy. It was just something Teddy came up with for fun. I think he enjoys that aspect of it. And yeah, it's just a fun way for us to celebrate there on the course as well.
Okay, we'll wrap it up with Mark.
Scotty, obviously, like a lot of younger players, your generation, guys idolized Tiger, which you've spoke about before. Was there any part of you when you maybe were trying to dream of what you're doing right now that thought about being as dominant as Tiger was? I know, obviously, he's won a lot more, but you're on a path right now of, you know, the results are dominant. And I'm just kind of curious if you feel that way, a little bit off what Fergie was saying.
You know, I think that's a funny question. I'm not going to remember the exact numbers, but, like, we're playing at Riv this year, and I hit my tee ball, and this guy yells out, like, congrats on being number one, Scotty. You know, 11 more years to go. 11 more years to go. Anytime you can be compared to Tiger, I think is really special. But I mean, the guy stands alone, I think, in our game. I mean, he really does. I mean, this is my eighth tournament win now out here. I've tied him in players championships. Outside of that, you know, I got 14 more majors and, you know, 70 some PGA Tour events to catch up. So I think I'm going to stick to my routine and just continue to, you know, plod along, try and stay as even keeled as I can. And yeah, we all idolize Tiger. I mean, he's been our guy. You know, watching what he did in special moments over the years is crazy to watch. And, you know, I've learned a lot just from being around him, and, you know, we're just very thankful that he's still a part of our sport.
Awesome. Scotty, 2024 Players Champion. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Well, so there you have it. You've got the interviews from the Players' Championship, a special edition of Golf Talk America post-Players' Championship. Ponte Vedra Beach, the place to be. A lot of fun down there. Wow. What a disappointment for Wyndham Clark. What a disappointment for Brian Harman. What a disappointment for Xander Schauffele. It was an interesting final round, and you heard that in their voices, too. So That being said, let's get out of here and let's get ready for this week at the Valspar. Frank Bassett saying thanks to every one of you for listening to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews will be back with us this week for another special edition, and we'll have our thoughts with from Mark Zucchino, who was live on the ground calling it for our PGA Tour radio team. For Tim Matthews, I'm Frank Bassett saying thanks for listening, and listen every day if you can.